New Jersey is the Garden State. It, great tomatoes, great blueberries, great corn, great beaches, the most diners per capita of any state. And I think it's like the most, I don't know how to phrase this statistic. It's like the most like dense population wise. Like there are really like rural areas, like there are people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got the highest population density.
Man, a lot of fun facts being spit out right now.
Go to New Jersey, everyone. In New Jersey, if you're listening, sponsor us, please.
Welcome to this week's audio blog. We're a one person short this week as Karen is off doing big and amazing things on her adventuring for Dearest Alaska Stories.
Jesus,
so for now, we are joined by
Tyler,
Lauren,
and Davis, news team here in the studios at KNOM. Lauren and Tyler both have recently taken some travels outside of Nome, outside of Alaska even, to kind of experience some personal days, get some time away. So tell me, first of all, tell our listeners where you went and why should they visit that place that you went if they haven't been there already?
All right. I went to Anchorage, which is about an hour and a half plane ride from Nome. And I think what's great about Anchorage is that it's actually one of the most diverse places in the United States, I learned. When it comes to their school districts, out of the top 10 most diverse schools in the United States, three of them are in Anchorage. So Anchorage is a really nice blend of really a lot of things. And other than just an amazing food scene, what's great about Anchorage is that it's like a city. It's like a normal city. You have your Target, your Walmart, your Lowe's, which we have none of that in Nome. But you can drive half an hour to like Girdwood or, you know, just, you know, you only need to drive half an hour outside of Anchorage to be somewhere where you can get completely lost. And so if you're someone who likes the conveniences of living in a city, but you still kind of like that Alaskan adventure, Anchorage is definitely something you should look into.
I was in Chicago. I'm actually from a suburb directly west of Chicago called Oak Park, home of Frank Lloyd Wright, birthplace of Ernest Hemingway, birthplace of the Twinkie, and the parking meter, and the voice of Homer Simpson. Anyway, then I went to New York for a hot 24 hours. New York's great. I don't have to sell New York. There are too many people there already. then I went to New Jersey to my college campus for my improv group's 25th reunion.
I just have one more question about your personal days. Could you share a favorite experience, memory, perk that you got to enjoy while you were away from Nome?
It was nice to see my friends and my family who I hadn't seen since I came up here. I hadn't left the Nome region since I arrived at the end of last June. So all of my friendships with people outside of Alaska and my relationships with my family members all went virtual, you know, over the phone or texting or whatever. So it's nice to see them face to face. I went to my favorite art museum in Chicago, the Art Institute. They had some good stuff on display.
My favorite experience, and this is not relatable to anyone who has not spent a large amount of time in a rural community, but my favorite part of Anchorage was just going to Target, you know, the supermarket. It was really nice to be somewhere where you have access to produce. And eating fresh fruit.
You know, where's a really good place to eat fresh fruit? The Garden State, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, goodness. This would be the moment, I guess, where we go into the Davis Deep Dive. Now that you have come back to Nome, and both of you have about a month, a little bit less, before you leave, what kind of things have changed about your perspective? Have you had to adjust, readjust again, as if, you know, like you did when you first arrived last summer? Any big changes in your life coming back to Nome?
I think just the realization of how much I've changed as a person, and that fully coming up. Like when you do go to Target, or at least when I went to Target or went to Moose's Tooth Pizza in Anchorage, they have like a menu full of pizza options. And it was like legitimately slightly overwhelming, being like, oh my gosh, I can have apricot pizza. And it was kind of cool to have those choices. But at the same time, you know, it really showed that an appreciation for the rural life that doesn't have as many choices. You know, there's something nice about, you know, not having to make those decisions. Life is slower.
I think the weather was weird because when I left, it was like 35 degrees here still. And then I, you know, dove into temperatures that were like 70s and 80s. But then when I arrived back on Sunday, it was like 75 degrees. Alaska had gone through such a transformation in that 1 week. So that was not an adjustment. It was like more of the same. It's definitely summertime here. And I think with that, we've maybe talked about this in another audio blog, but just like living through the same time of year that it was when we first arrived is kind of an eerie experience. Just like having old annual events come back up, it really brings your mind back to how long it's been that we've been here. And yeah, how much we've grown over that period of time, how much more we know about this place. And yet there's so much always still to learn.
I'm going to throw in my two cents here, even though I haven't recently traveled. Also coming into play is now that it's summer again, new people are coming into town, people who have never experienced Nome before, a.k.a., you know, these new summer size interns and people like that. And pretty soon we'll have new KNOM volunteers coming in who have never experienced Nome before. And those people, their reactions, their perspective, their thoughts and opinions about Nome when they first arrive kind of remind me of how I was when I first got here, but also, again, as Lauren alluded to, show how far I've come, how much I've grown, how much has happened in a year here in Nome, how much I've experienced, but then also how quickly a year went by. I mean, that's really, I think, to me, the most shocking thing out of all of this was that I thought a year seemed like a very long time, but in my new perspective, a year doesn't seem that long at all.
Yeah, my motto coming up here was always, you can do anything for a year.
How will you pack? Will you pack? Will you be able to fit everything in your suitcase? Are you prepared to pack everything that you currently have in Nome?
Absolutely not. I'm going to have to ship a lot of boxes back. I just have accumulated more stuff since being here. Clearly, I haven't done a ton of shopping because like the stores up here are pretty limited, but like I bought some stuff online. I got things from various events that I went to. Like I have giant bulky sweatshirts from two different youth conferences, my Eskimo Ninja t-shirt, my KNOM swag, like various little souvenirs. I don't know. I have a lot of stuff.
I deliberately make it a lifestyle choice not to accumulate much stuff, so I really don't own that much stuff.
KNOM Audio Blog.